Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's Monday night. It's time for Manic Monday. And tonight we will probably go in crazy and have a Manic Monday. Maybe we'll have some mud throwing, some hot dog eating, nail biting, mud chasing, racing here at Manic Monday. Be right back. And now, coming live from you, from her house or wherever she's at, Michelle Costa.
What's going on, Ron? Happy Manic Mondays. What's up, chat room? What's up, podcast?
Yes, yes, yes. Michelle is live here on the radio with us. Michelle, you and me, we've been doing this for almost over a year now. Oh, it's been over a year
Two years now, silly.
Yeah, I mean, and we've been doing it for a long time.
Long time.
And it's like, I can't believe it. And tonight might be an interesting show if everyone calls in that maybe said hey to you about it.
Yes. So. It should be a very interesting show. We're going to be talking about the Tough Mudder race. I hope everybody knows all about it because it is the hardest race on the planet.
Now my
question, and you're one and truly finished it. 10 miles of pure out of control. Don't even know what I was thinking. I'm in pain right now.
Great. Okay. Now let's bring on our chat room Azon, our
Cherry Garcia sidekick.
Yeah, the Cherry Meister, the person that lately has been keeping my life in order, and making sure I do everything, say my prayer, eat my vitamins, Mrs. Cherry Garcia.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Michelle.
What's going on, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
I feel like I said earlier, I feel like I got hit by a semi and then run over multiple times. I'm in a lot of pain.
Wow.
I'm glad you can rest now. Rest those weary muscles.
Oh, my goodness. It's like, it's literally been like kind of like day 2.5. And it's like, oh, my God. I looked like I got, like, attacked by a grizzly bear. I have bruises all over my body. My ribcage is bruised. Everything is bruised. I can't, like, go up steps, down steps. It's hilarious to see me walk, I'll tell you that right now.
So you think maybe I can chase you, win you in a race then?
I would say by a landslide. How about that?
I don't think so.
I think so.
No, my legs
I got
so
faith
bad.
In you, Ron.
Oh, they're too bad.
I got faith in you, Ron.
No, my legs are really bad, actually. I got 3 wounds on a spot had to bandaged up. And, just... My life. What a life.
Well, it's on the way up, though, Ron. You got to think positive and stay focused and just think, you know, it could be worse. If they hadn't done that procedure, you'd still be feeling worse and coughing.
I still am coughing, though.
Not as bad as you were.
Right.
So, you know, things are on the upswing. You know, your weight's going down and your cough has subsided some, and you're at least getting 24-hour care right now. And so, you know, and you're much, much closer to your goal weight than you were. So things are looking up. You got to stay
positive.
Yes,
exactly. Positive thoughts. Good.
Yeah.
That was very, very...
And we're behind you. You know?
Exactly.
So.
And these things take time. It's not just going to, like, happen in a second, you know?
Right.
So you just got to have patience, you know? It's easier said than done, but I know you can do it, Ron. And you've been doing it.
Yeah, and I'm really feel proud of myself at times, too, for that reason. But, oh, my doctor even told me, he said today, my cardiologist, he came in and said, you know, I'm proud of you. You're really trying to get this done. And, you know, and I'm trying my hardest. You know.
See, so that should be positive because usually doctors give you bad news, so that's pretty good.
Yeah. This doctor really has been a good doctor, and everything. So let's start doing this. I wanted to do this tonight for you, Michelle.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just going to sit back and listen. And me and Cherry, if Cherry sees something in the chat room, she can pop it in if she has somebody ask you a question. Or if I want to ask something, you know, about this show that you're talking about. But I want you to take a moment and talk about three of your shows that you watched this week and just talk about them.
Three?
Or you can do more, but I mean.
Oh, wait, well, no, I was just saying I didn't know that was the number. But, well, first off, I did try to catch up last night, but I did watch Celebrity Apprentice.
And what did
you one of the ones you're talking about, Ron?
No, I just want you to talk about any shows you want to.
Okay, I know, but are you going to talk about them with me? Or, like, I don't,
sure.
Is that one of the shows you're talking about? Okay, I didn't know if you watched or not,
though.
I
can talk about that.
I don't want to be a spoiler.
No, we can spoil. That's what I'm saying. This is the Michelle Talk Reality. You can talk about any reality show, anything you want to talk about. This is your picks.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about Celebrity Apprentice. First off, of course, we did not see last week's firing because of Bin Laden's getting killed, which, yay, USA, USA, USA. Anyway, so What?
Somebody called me and gave me the news.
Oh, who was that?
A girl that wears a red leotard. Michelle did. Actually, I was happy you did that too. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Like, I think that's a very major, major thing that happened in America and something that we'll probably never forget. Me personally, I want to see the pictures. Show the pictures. But that's neither there nor here. Doesn't matter what I want or what I think or what America wants, but I personally would. I don't know. Do you guys?
I do. I think they should be shown just to prove the point and, you know, put a rest to the questions and be done with it.
Exactly. And just because we deserve it. I mean,
Look what he did,
and I think that we have the right to be like, if we want to see them, we want to. If we don't, we don't. But not, no, you're not going to see them. Always have that little doubt in the back of your head, like, is it maybe it's not true. I mean, do you want us to go through that? And, of course, people are going to challenge that. So, I don't know. What do you think, Ron?
I may not actually want to view them myself, but I think they should be released for people that have that question in their minds.
Yeah.
Okay, Michelle.
Yes.
We have some callers.
Okay.
let me go ahead and start. Let's pick up callers, and let's move on to that, just in case is one of our guest callers.
Okay.
But I'm gonna tell you, if you are a guest caller, I'm sorry if I get to you slow, but if you are calling in just to talk about a show, say your question, ask Michelle the question, or me, or whoever you want to ask it to, and then I probably will have to hang up on you guys tonight, because the keyboard or the switchboard might go goofy. So, 781.
Mm. Hi, Ron. Hello?
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 Is it Anne-Marie?
Yes, hi.
Hey, Anne-Marie.
Hi, Michelle. How are you? Ron, I've been praying for you. I'm so glad to hear your voice. My computer is iffy on getting in this show, but I hear you now.
Oh, good. What's going on, girl?
Oh, well, my thing is, I'll ask a quick question, because you said Celebrity Apprentice.
Go ahead.
And I think they should show the pictures, just because you got those naysayers that say that he was killed now 10 years ago. But were you thrilled that Star got fired?
And all I have to say is, finally! Woo-hoo!
Me too. I was so thrilled. And I think she really should have got fired when LaToya got fired, because she was totally to blame for that one.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But please get better, Ron. And you take it easy, Michelle. And hi, everyone. And I'll let you go.
Oh, you have no
Anne-Marie.
Comments on.
Thank
you have
Anne-Marie.
No other comments, Anne-Marie, on anything. You're that's
oh,
not
I
like you.
I thought he only wanted one question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
well,
no,
no, that's all right.
One question.
Anne-Marie has good questions. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I didn't say one.
And
question.
I know she has tons of questions. I could just tell.
Well,
I
it's been a while.
I know.
I know, and I'm looking for you. I guess everybody's getting ready for the Big Brother time.
Oh, my goodness. It's creeping up.
And were you happy about the sisters winning the Amazing Race?
Yes, I actually was going for the Globetrotters, but you know what? I think that they deserve it. They did a great job. Second time female team won. So, and the fact that they didn't win any and saved the best for last, I give them props for that. I think they did a great job.
Yeah, me too.
I like Gary and Mallory myself, but.
Well, it was a good. It was good. The
whole
Cowboys.
I sucked. Everyone that I wanted to win always got lost. So it was the worst. I mean, the favorite team that wanted to come back didn't come back. So it's like, eh.
Yeah, like they didn't. Did they talk about the next Amazing Race? Because don't they usually say something after?
I don't know.
Because I didn't see anything about it.
I think I switched over to the. I had already muted and switched over to the Apprentice.
Yeah, because I didn't see anything on it, but I didn't wait till the end. I just went and watched Celebrity Apprentice after, so.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'll let you guys go to the other callers, but please take care, Ron, and all of yous, and looking forward to the summer. I hope
hospital,
you're better by
bed.
Then, hon.
I'm just sitting here in my hospital bed.
Oh, you poor thing.
And I'm enjoying the mountain view of Dalton, Georgia.
Okay, well, lots of love, hon.
Thanks, Anne-Marie.
Okay, Michelle. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She's a sweetie.
Yeah, I'm
oh, yeah,
her.
I love her.
Because I don't know if it's just listening in or not. And if they're listening in, they can tell us they're just listening in. If not.
What was that, Ron? I can't really hear you.
Oh, I said 703. Did you want to talk, or are you just listening in?
Are they on the chat room? Like what?
Nah,
they called in.
They must just be listening in.
Oh, okay. But what? Yeah, are you guys? So you wanted Mallory and her dad to win?
Yeah, I did.
What about you, Cherry?
I was kind of rooting for Mallory and her dad too. He would have been the oldest contestant on The Amazing Race to win, and they would have also been the only father-daughter team to win. And I just thought they stayed positive and played a really clean game all the way through. So I was kind of rooting for them too.
Yeah, there really wasn't any like bad blood going on anywhere, like anybody really doing anything, you know, besides the
right.
W-turn, which had to be done. So it was pretty much everybody was, I guess, like it wasn't really catty. Would you say
right.
that?
Okay, we got another caller, and we're going to get them up next. What time did you tell them to call?
Around this time.
Do you want to tell them who's calling?
Well, I don't know who's calling in. You have to click them first. Well, oh, you mean like just in general, or who you're picking up right now?
Never mind.
I don't know.
Our next caller is 570. You're on the Rad Reality Show. You got a question for Michelle Costa?
I want to say hi first, Ron. Hi, Cherry. Hello, Michelle.
What's up, Michelle?
You know who it is?
I know it's Michelle.
That's right.
What's going on, girl?
Not much, not much. Hi, Cherry.
Hi, Michelle. How are you, girl?
I'm all right. I'm hanging in there. It was a good day today.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, we made
through.
We made it through Real Housewives of Orange County, right, Michelle?
Yes, we did, girl.
Wait! I hear a horn. Woo! Boom! That was a crash course. It was horrible. Wasn't it horrible?
It wasn't as energetic as it usually is, but the one thing I have to say is I love Slade's mom.
She was right to the point. She was grilling him. Like, you can see her with like, the marshmallow poker. Like, come on. Like, maybe they don't like you because of this. Maybe you should get a real job. Maybe because you shouldn't do this. Oh, my gosh. Give him more wine.
Yeah, like, she was grilling him. I was like, oh, wow. Like, and like, it was kind of weird because it was like his own mother didn't know what he was doing, which was kind of weird to me.
Really?
Like you know what I mean? Like, she kept asking, like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing with yourself? And I'm just like, I don't, like,
yeah, don't
well, how does she not know?
Mom?
What, Charlie?
Yeah, I talk to my mom, like, 3 times a day. You don't keep in touch with your own mom and let your mom know what you're doing in your life?
Well,
you know?
If you're on a reality show, you might not want to, but Gretchen said that she loved his mom. So I don't know how often she sees her, but the minute that she got, you know, a glass of a little bit of wine in her, she got up and she left. So who knows what the real relationship is behind all that.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just kind of weird. Like, she has to obviously be talking to Slade in order for, what's-her-face? Gretchen. She obviously talks enough to her to go pick her up from the airport and bring her there in order for her to come, you know what I mean? So
right.
It was weird, but, like, she was slamming her son, basically.
Yeah, let's
who
continue
doesn't
the
these
weirdness.
Days besides Gretchen?
Yeah, but it was very, like, awkward to watch. And then I think that they did that whole skit on Gretchen, in the wherever she was doing that.
Her handbag.
Five-minute piece. Yeah, like the five-minute piece and the lady that was the news anchor. I think that there was more to it than that, but they, like, exaggerated that. I don't know. It was really strange, like, how they kept going back to Joe, you know, her, what is it, JoJo, whatever, and
right.
kept going back and forth, and it sounded like the same relationship, but one was saying that
right.
he was, like, her pet little, kind of like her pool boy, and
right.
the other one's like, oh, no, I really love him, and he's great, and he does exactly what I want, but they were saying the same thing. I don't know. It was kind of weird the way they edited it. Like, they made you want to side with the mother and all that.
Well,
I kind of feel bad for him. Like, watch him back, and then now he's probably like, what the heck?
Pool boy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, he was
he, you know, I don't know. It was just kind of weird. And, like,
some
Vicky's husband, I feel bad for him.
Hang on, I think people get roasted on TV for fun. I think he got roasted on TV and got burned. I mean,
big time.
Like, big time burned.
Yeah, I felt like he was defending himself, for sure. As opposed to having a conversation, I really felt like he was defending himself.
Yeah, and that's his mom. Like,
I don't know.
She was, like, I really on top of him.
Okay, so I need to bring up Tamara and Fernanda.
Well, I think we kind of figured that they had like, already not fooled around, but they were very good friends and friendly, and they've always flirted with each other. So I don't know. I don't, like, she kissed her. Yeah, well, that's not a big deal. But Fernanda was like, well, I'm gay, so it's totally different.
Exactly. That's
yeah,
what
I heard
that
day. There was some woman action, or I think I saw that episode of some woman action.
You loved it, didn't you, Ron?
No, I just heard. I can't remember.
Yeah, no, she. Yeah, it's absolutely true that, you know, if a straight woman kisses a lesbian, like, the lesbian is going to take it more personally than the straight drunk girl, you know. But she totally ambushed her in the bathroom, and that's a typical move for.
Yeah.
It's a typical lesbian straight, I'm going to get to you move. I'm using
yeah,
it.
Because she said that Tamara came in on her, but I have a feeling yeah, like that she had no problem the fact that Tamara kissed her. She's probably been wanting that for a while, and now she's using the, oh, you don't kiss gay girls like that. But they're not, like, potential lovers. They're, like, good friends, and a lot of good friends, I guess, maybe possibly kiss each other on the lips. I don't know about tongue, but, you know, and I think that's how she was approaching it. Like, oh, you're my friend. You're my really good friend, and we can have fun and be drunk and make out. And she was going like, well, I'm gay, and you know what it would do to me. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's just it. Tamara knows what she's doing. She says, I'm going to be flirtatious, guy, girl. It doesn't matter. And so what? I kissed her, and there was a little tongue. Big deal.
I kissed a girl, and I liked it.
Everybody is jumping on the bandwagon, and I'm dying.
Yeah,
I'm like,
sorry.
See,
I'm over that song.
That was my karaoke moment, and I think it was perfect.
It was. Good queuing up.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think
that's like waiting for the right moment, and that was the right moment.
Sweet.
Okay.
Well, I'm getting a message from Fredo, and he has trouble getting through the line for some reason.
Fredo?
Fredo from Biggest Loser. He is trying to call in. He is one of my guests tonight.
What is his problem? I mean.
What?
What is his area code first?
Well, he's just saying it's busy. He can't even get through, so.
Well, we're going to hang up on Michelle.
917?
Okay.
He's from Staten Island. He's from 917.
917, that's a cell phone number.
Yeah,
oh,
he's from
God.
Staten
like
Island.
Michelle? I want to talk about Mob Wives, so you better be watching it, and I'm going to tell you right now, I am following those chicks before I get hung up on right here. So
okay.
You got to. And Cherry, thank you for the Saddle Ranch hookup, because I'm loving it.
And I'm watching Mob Wives, too. So.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Michelle. Thank you for
Bye,
calling.
You guys.
Bye. Ron, have you got another 917?
No, but I have this one. Let's pick this number up. 714, you're on the Rad Reality Show with Michelle Costa.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
It's Christina.
Hey, Christina Martina.
Hey, and you know what? The other Michelle hung up. I was trying to get on before she hung up, but, you know, she hung up.
I'm keeping more than one on right now because we need to... keep the lines on. We got some mystery callers calling in tonight.
But I wanted to call in and say hi to everybody.
Hi, my Tina.
Hi. I saw your ankle. You're pretty beat up.
Yeah, I am. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. I'm celebrating Mother's Day tomorrow because yesterday I was with the stomach flu. So I was in bed half of the day. I've been taking care of stomach flu people since Thursday.
That's not fair, Christina.
I know. I was like, I hit my daughter Thursday, my son Friday afternoon, me Sunday, and my husband last night. So.
Not supposed to have the stomach flu on Mommy's Day.
I know, I know. It totally sucked, but we're better. So, take it. I'm like, you know what? I just went, all right, God, if it's going to hit us, it's going to hit us all now. At least, and, you know, I just said, you know what? At least God was great. He did not have my husband and I sick at the same time. He waited till I was a little bit better, then my husband got him.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, I was the walking dead yesterday, so.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're better because you do sound pretty good, girl.
Yeah, I'm eating today. It's washing everything, and, you know, I tweeted a while ago, I think I need to get away from this house because I don't want to hear someone else complain that they need something or something's wrong, or else I might chop their head off. When you're cooped up in the house for 4 days with the same people all sick, it just kind of drives you nuts.
Yeah, I hear you, girl.
So, and Ron, how are you?
I'm right now, like, feel like I'm in Lulu Land.
Oh, they gave you good drugs.
Yeah, I think that's what the problem was. They gave me my one drug that knocked me out, but I took some caffeine, and it has been kicking in, but I need to take some more. Plus, I'm just holding back till the show's over.
Yeah,
you got
a secret stash. We know it. Uh-huh.
No, hey, Christina, we need to move to our next caller. And
okay, well, we'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, my Tina.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see who this number is.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
What's
the matter? You want to answer the phone?
Domino's Pizza.
Oh,
wait a
minute. Who is this?
5 for 5. Would you like to try out our 5 for 5?
Can I get to go, please?
Who do we have on the phone line?
This is Ron Rad, and you're talking to the Rad Reality Show with Michelle Costa. And
that's
Ron
what I was
Rad.
Looking for. Hi, Michelle. It's Fredo.
What's up, Fredo? What's going on?
Somebody just didn't want me to get through to you.
What was the line busy?
What
was going on?
Well, the line was busy on my landline, and it was it said on my cell phone when I redialed it back, it wasn't going through. It said it wasn't. It was a closed line. I don't know. You give me a different number to call, and it worked.
Oh, well, you're through now. What's going on?
How you doing? How you feeling today?
Oh, my God. I got hit by a semi and then run over multiple times.
I was there to pick you up.
Chicken store. What'd you say?
I was there to pick you up. I remember.
Oh, my God. How are you feeling?
I got hit by the same truck. But you know what?
Everybody, it's Fredo from Biggest Loser. Everybody say hi to Fredo.
Fredo.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, let's do this real quick. And because there's a lot of listeners listening out there that maybe don't remember or, you know, or maybe forgot or can you kind of update what show you were on, what season?
I was on the Biggest Loser season 10, and I'm Fredo from the Black Team.
And Fredo got runner-up, right, Fredo?
I came in second place, yep. That's okay, it's all good. I won anyway. I got my life back, right?
That's right. You did amazing.
And I was able to do a tough mudder-fudder with you.
Oh, my gosh. Fredo, like, can you just give a synopsis of letting people understand what the tough mudder, how you can elaborate, you know, everybody listening out there, what was it like?
You can't, it's indescribable because I ran a marathon on the show and I thought I was in pain 2 or 3 days later. I immediately felt pain that day. Just picture doing 10 miles up and down mud on a ski slope and throw 30 obstacles in there and put some bone-chilling 35 to 36-degree water. I mean, it had to be close to freezing if it wasn't, you know, the icicles on top of it already.
Oh, yeah.
And jumping in that stuff. And, you know, you remember your face when you were on that line walking across? And there's a point where you get to the middle, you're like, oh, this is cold. And then you're like, oh, my Lord. and this is beyond cold, and you get to the point where, like, I can't finish this, and I can't get it to the other side, but it's either turn around and go back halfway or go forward and go halfway, right? So what do you decide to do? You go forward, right?
Okay.
I tell you, I've done a lot of things in my life. I was in the Marine Corps. I was in the Gulf War in 1991, and this is right up there as one of the hardest things I've ever done. I think I'm in pretty good shape. I ran a marathon. I do 5Ks every weekend with my family, my wife Caroline, my kids. And, you know, I didn't think it was going to be as hard as it was. And I have a good friend, Jesse, who's an FDNY fire department captain. And he did one in Bear Mountain two, 3 weeks ago. They were in Pennsylvania. And he did it, and he said, you better bring everything. And I'm like, well, what do you think I'm going to do? I always bring everything. He goes, oh, I know. But you better bring everything. So I called him after we were done. I was in my room sitting down, and he got on my Facebook page, and he says, I seen your picture. I said, I can't believe what you look like. I felt like you felt, Michelle. A truck ran me over like 5 times. Put it in reverse, forward, like 5 or 6 times, and I was smashed. I was smashed, you know. And he said to me, I told you. I said, no, I knew what you meant. And this guy's in shape. He's always been in shape. Kind of remind me of Scott from The Real World Brooklyn. Scott,
yes, he was also
on
our team.
He's an animal.
Yep.
He's an animal.
Yeah.
Scott, he's an animal. And these guys are just pure athletes, you know. And this kid's just like that. He told me. He goes, you're bringing it. He goes, so what do you think? And he just laughed on the phone. And I said, you know, it was everything you said it was going to be. You know, and he goes, yeah, I go, what do you think? I wasn't going to finish. He goes, Fredo, I know you since junior high school. I knew you were going to finish. But I mean, for him to even say that, he goes, I just know what it was like. And it's indescribable unless you actually do it. I mean, there's guys that are doing it in two and a half hours. You know, a normal 5K is 3.1 miles, right? So it's,
yeah.
It's really 3 5Ks up and down a mountain with 30 obstacles. You know, and these guys are doing it in 2 hours and change. I mean, these guys are just, yeah. I'd rather do 2 marathons than 2 of these back-to-back. How's that?
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
I mean, what about the elevation? I mean, how high up were we?
You know, I don't even know what the elevation was, but when I was driving to the hotel to get there on Friday night, my wife goes, my ears are popping. I said, well, no kidding, we're going skiing. Well, we're not going skiing, but we're going to a ski lodge. And I guess that plays a factor in. You know, Michelle, I think I'm in pretty good shape. I'm 44 years old, but not bad for a 43-year-old man, huh?
No, not bad at all.
You know,
I mean,
you got to bring it.
And that's what I wanted to jump in and talk about, was Louie was really disappointed because he wanted to come and show you guys how he knows how to do it.
Who's
so Louie's 40, correct, Ron?
What?
And Louie's 40
Louie?
Years old, right?
Yeah, Louis is like 46, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's like 40. He was supposed to come do it, but he couldn't make it for, personal reasons.
Well, you know what? How about this? How about September 24th, Michelle? I'm inviting you to
Whoa.
Be part of the reality team on Staten Island, where I live,
okay.
to do another run. It's called the Spartan Run. It's 8 miles through Wolf's Pond Park on Staten Island. It's the same deal, just no elevation. I'm sure it'll be a little quicker track, but I'm sure it'll be just as physical. So September 24th, I dare you to come out to Staten Island, New York, September 24th this year, and bring it. I've already talked to Spartan today, and
okay.
they said we're in.
All right. Well,
we're
you
in.
Know what? I can't back down. I never back down. I'm in.
Louis will probably come to it too.
Tell Louis get his ass down here.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't back down. That's awesome, Fredo.
Hey,
I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
Michelle?
Casey from what show was he on? The Bachelorette?
Well, he was on Bachelorette, with Ali, and also Bachelor Pad.
Right. He came in second, right?
Yes.
Right, look at this. All second place guys are here.
No,
well,
he actually was the one that got the tattoo. Chris Lambert, he's the one that got second place. Well, he was second runner-up with Roberto on Allie's.
Oh, Chris, okay. So Chris,
yeah.
that's Cape Cod Chris, right?
That's right.
Right, so Chris was Cape Cod Chris. He came in second. And Allie, and what was KC? What did he come in? Do you know?
Casey, I'm not sure, but he's the one that did the tattoo.
Well,
he's actually going to
be on the Bachelor pad, from what I understand.
Oh, is that the rumor?
He's watching. No, that's the rumor I heard. Yeah, he's going to be on the Bachelor pad.
Wow.
So up and coming Bachelor pad. I got to watch that.
Wow.
With him and Scott Herman, him and Scotty were helping Brendan up that hill. Brendan had run the Boston Marathon 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
No, you guys don't know Brendan. He was on Biggest Loser with Fredo.
Season 10.
And he came in third. So.
He was a black. Yeah. No, he was on a black team. He came like, actually, there was six of us at the end, and he fell below the other line, so he was the sixth one out.
Was he? I thought I was third or fourth.
He made it the whole way on the show, put it that way. He came in sixth.
Okay.
Only because he fell below your line. It's a weight loss show, so it's, you know, percentage of weight, and that week you regained water, and it happens, you know.
Of course.
Long story short, Brendan ran a marathon, and he needs to have a hip replaced. And he's an animal. He really is. And
he's hardcore.
Yeah, I got to tell you, mile four, his back was out. He just, you know, I know what a marathon feels like. You ran two, Michelle, didn't you?
I did. I ran a few, actually.
More than two.
I ran two, and I ran it wasn't like a half a marathon. It was like a little bit under a half, and
yeah,
then I ran a lot of 5K. More than a marathon,
in,
I'll tell you.
Ski slope in mud.
I did like 10 marathons combined, I feel like. I personally feel like it was more than 10 miles because, okay, for instance, they have you running, not only running up a hill for probably 5 miles altogether, but you're running down the hill, and there's snow, there's mud, there's water being thrown on you, whatever, logs. But it's the incline of the hill. You cannot run straight down. You have to run zag. You have to run zigzag.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to run.
I didn't think of that. You're right. You have to.
Because
you're gonna
cannot run straight down. Like, there was one time I was running up. It was like the most last hill that if I stood up, you would literally tumble backwards. You had to crawl on your hands and knees, and it was so intense. Like, but I believe personally it was more than 10 miles because every time I went by that mile marker, I was like, that's it? 4 miles? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I felt the same. I think it was just, you know, I got to tell you, we had to burn at least. I had a huge breakfast, and I don't eat a lot. My meals are pretty much, you know, pretty clean eating, you know, and I had pancakes that morning. I had 3 pancakes, 3 eggs, 2 pieces of toast, a sausage, bacon, which I never eat. I mean, I really don't eat this stuff. I said, you know what, I better get myself loaded up for this thing, and that was like 9:30 in the morning, and we headed out at 12:20, and by 2 o'clock, I wanted to eat my arm. You know, you burn so many calories on this thing that wasn't even enough to keep you sustained till the end. I mean, you know, you felt it. It was like, I need to eat. I didn't eat.
I ate one of those cliffhangers, I think they are.
Right.
And it was a chocolate chip bar. That's all I had. And I had a shot of wine.
Yeah. Oh, you had a shot of wine. Okay.
I have to ask this question before I forget it.
Yes.
Cherry, if you have anything to address, I'm going to pop it to you after I ask my questions to Fredo, because, you know, okay, I don't know if Michelle got to talk to you at all about me, but I'm dealing with a major congestional heart failure.
Oh, and, sorry to hear that.
I'm actually in the hospital bed right now.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, and I was wondering, when you guys are on The Biggest Loser, how many calories are you allowed to have, and how many milligrams of, like, liquid, or do they not separate the two, or?
Well, you know, basically, you know, you can do whatever you want to do. On that show, they give you, we cook our own meals. So, you know, you can eat as many calories as you want. You can eat, what they basically do is stock up the refrigerators, the commercial refrigerators, a commercial kitchen, and tell you you can eat whatever you want. But, I mean, you want to stay, you're there for a purpose, right? So you learn that you got to cut your calories down, and you got to pick your intensity on your workouts up. So, basically, me personally, I ate according to my body, what it told me to eat. I had eaten from 600 calories a day to about 1,500 a day, which isn't good because, you know, normally people need to lose 10, 12 pounds. 15 pounds. Really, you shouldn't eat that little. You should eat more than that and work out to get down to the weight you want to be. But I had so many fat stores that my body was just going to the fat stores. I'll give you an instance. I would go on a on the elliptical on the show, and I would work out for 3 hours straight to 4 hours straight, okay? 3 to 4 hours on elliptical straight. They think I was out of my mind. But I'd burn between 3,000 and 4,000 calories on that thing, right, in those 3 hours.
That's about, awesome.
Right. So that's you're talking 3,500 calories a day is a pound a day, all right? And then I would eat 800 calories to 1,400 calories, depending on what I needed. Now, for me, my fat stores would kick in, and I would be able to stay on that thing for 3 to 4 hours. Now, at 245, because that's my weight right now, I put some muscle back on after the show, and
right.
At that weight now, I don't have that many fat stores to burn. I cannot do 2 hours straight on the elliptical. At about, if I don't eat breakfast in the morning to carb up, to put fuel in my body, I can't function and do those 2 hours. I just can't do it. It just I don't have the calories in me. So it's a different.
Right now, I can only eat 100 or 1,000 calories.
Really?
And,
Why are they only giving you 1,000 calories?
200. Or wait. Yeah, just ice chips only. That's all I want.
Yeah. Sorry, my nurse just came in and I wanted to tell her.
Well, why are you only eating 1,000 calories? Why do they have you on a strict diet?
Oh, here. What I have is the heart condition.
Right.
I got water retaining all over my body.
Oh.
And I need to get it down to 300. I'm at 330 right now, and I have to get down to 300 before they can give me the valve replacement.
You're 300 pounds?
What?
You're 330 pounds? Is that what you are?
Yep.
I was there, my friend. You know,
and
how old are you?
I'm 40.
I'm so sorry.
I remember you. I
was the good-looking guy on the show. Come on, Michelle, you're laughing like it's not true.
No, but you got it right on the money. That's why I'm like, yeah, like, of course. You were definitely like, if anything, Ron, like, he has been where you are, and he can guide you. Like, you already lost so much weight so far. Can you let him know where you started at?
Right, I started, I was probably, at one point I could have been close to 400, I'm not even sure, but I weighed in when I went to the show at 371. When I finally got to the show, it was 367, I started at 367, and in 6 months I got down to 205, that finale.
Wow.
That was 162 pounds.
It is feeling so good for me. It is feeling so good for me to watch the weight go up, because like 2 years ago, I was probably almost at 400 pounds too.
Brian, let me tell you something. You can do it. It's all in your brain. It's all in your head. And I got to tell everybody out there, if they're listening, it's 75%, if not 80% diet. It is. I mean, people that are obese for a reason. We eat too much and don't burn the calories, period. It's calories in, calories out to a certain point. You know, but it's not about just losing weight. It's about being fit. You know, so I chose to build some muscle on for finale, and I could have been 180 pounds, maybe 175 pounds. I'm only 6 foot, all right? So I could probably get down to that weight. I was 186 when I was in the Marine Corps when I had first gone in, and then I was like 205 for a long time. So, I mean, what happened with me, I gained weight over the course of 20 years. I just stopped working out, and every year I gained 5-10 pounds because you just consume more than you burn. And if you're not working out, you need to cut your calories down because you'll gain that 5-10 pounds. It only takes 200 calories. I saw this on Dr. Oz, believe it or not. I just happened to go going by. My wife was watching it on TV. And he said you need to, if you eat 200 calories more than you burn every day, you'll gain 20 pounds in a year.
Get out of here.
Yeah, just 200 calories more a day. That's it. So now let's say you drink a glass of milk every day. Glass of milk is let's say skim milk. Skim milk is got to be 85 to 95 calories a cup, right?
Yeah.
Let's say you drink that cup every day, right? And let's say you cut that cup out. You know, I'm not saying to cut the milk out, and you make it a cup of almond milk. So now it's 45 calories for a cup of almond milk. So now you got 50 calories a day, right, that you're cutting out of your diet. So after 10 days, you got 500 calories. After 30 days, it's 1,500 calories. 1,500 calories is almost half a pound. You could lose half a pound a month just making that transition. You see what I'm saying?
So yeah.
In 12 months, roughly, I'm not using exact figures, but half a pound in a month. In 12 months, you can lose 6 pounds just by making
my
that
biggest
difference.
Issue, though, see, this is where my case is way off on everyone's. I was born with this the aorta valve closing, and I had a surgery when I was 7.
Right.
Now, when I became, like 15 years ago, it started to close again.
Right.
So now that it's closed pretty much all the way, it's like the water. You will see me. Anybody that's seen me, Michelle has seen me, Jerry has seen me. I'm probably 75%, I mean, of my weight is water.
Wow.
I mean, it's that kind of, I'm not fat in the face. I'm not fat in the arms.
You're just
I'm
swollen.
Fat.
You know, what's just funny, Ron, swollen. When I was on the show, I would retain water in my legs from pounding. And I was a full-blown diabetic when I got on the TV show. When I was on The Biggest Loser, I was a full-blown diabetic putting insulin needles in my stomach. And then at that some point, I had to like stop taking the needles, and I was becoming hypoglycemic while I was working out, and my sugar was crashing because I was taking insulin, dieting and working out intensely, and at some point I had to wean myself off of the insulin, and you know, so I know.
So are you no longer on insulin?
I'm no longer on insulin.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Type 2 diabetic.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm totally cured. Now I still wear Michelle. Remember the socks I was wearing?
Yes, you told me about them.
Those CEP socks. I wear them because they're compression socks, and what they do is they help the flow of the fluid in my legs, in my calves, and my shins. And when I work out, it makes me be able to keep the fluid out of my legs, because the harder I work out, sometimes the more water I retain in my legs. So I know what you're talking about, Ron. I feel bad. I hope everything works out for you, my friend, you know?
Oh, it will. We've been really fighting. And praying, and
well, I'm going to say prayers for you tonight, my friend.
And everything. So
absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, and we really. I need to get you on my Facebook. I don't know if I have you on my Facebook or not.
Because Fredo, can I ask you? Is it? Do you think that if somebody can't stick to their diet, even though they stick to the exercise, they can still do it? Because I know sometimes people might want to just eat what they normally eat.
Right.
But if they, as long as they burn the calories, can they still do it? Or do they change their diet?
No, you know what? I mean, it depends on what you want to do. If you want to lose weight and you want to do it, I'm not an expert on this. I just lived it. So I feel like I've lived
it. And that's the best expertise, right?
Yeah.
That's the best expertise, is somebody who actually went through it.
This is my point of view. I'm not a doctor. Me personally, like I said, I've walked the walk. So I could talk the talk, and this is
That's
what
right.
my body does, right? I feel that if I could eat, clean all the time, and then, once in a while I'll have a couple of drinks or eat food that I like, but I won't do it every day, every meal. I'll do one meal, two meals like that in a day, and then go back to clean eating. Like, I ate all those pancakes and stuff that day. The next day, I ate everything I wanted because I knew I was going to go start back on my routine this morning. Now, this morning I'm back. I'm trying to cut some weight. I want to get down to 235. And, to lose 10 pounds for me used to be in a week. Now it's a little harder because my body's adjusting to the weight, and I want to adjust 235, 240. That's where I feel comfortable. 245, 250 is a little too much for me. I mean, I feel like I have a little bit of a belly, even though I don't. It's funny because at 350 I didn't feel fat. Now at 250 I feel like a whale. Makes no sense. I just the way your brain works, I guess. You got to retrain it.
Yeah, mental.
I think that it depends on how bad you want to do certain things. I have goals that I want to set. I want to do I'm going to do the New York City Marathon again. I'm running it with Patrick from season one, from my season that won. I'm doing it with Brendan. I'm doing it with a couple other biggest losers that are doing it. They're going to Jesse Atkins, that was on my show, he's going to come run the New York City Marathon. But before the marathon, we're doing that. I'm going to do that that Spartan race, September 24th. And Michelle's coming, though, right? You said it.
That's
so
right. I told you. I'm not going to back out.
All right. And then, hopefully get a bunch of these guys back.
First.
Scotty said he would come. You know, but I tell you what, it depends on how hard you want to, you know, how fast you want to succeed. It depends on what you want to do in your head, what you can control, you know. Everybody's different. Different things work for me that might not work for you. Different things work for you that might not work for me. Our bodies are the same. Calories in, calories out. Calories taken in, calories burned. 3,500 calories is a pound. You burn 3,500 calories at deficit. When you get to that point, you lose a pound. That's the bottom line. That's the easiest way to look at it. You take 1,000, 1,200, 1,500 calories in, whatever your rest of metabolic rate is, you take that number, you add that to the calories you consume, and then you take the calories you're burning out. And then whatever your deficit is how much you're going to lose weight. So I knew, like, every week where I would be. You know, we wear that body bug. It works.
Right. Yeah.
The body bug works. But it doesn't sense everything. It senses steps. It senses heat disbursement. But it doesn't sense intensity. So you could burn more calories than it actually says. You know what I mean? So
okay,
listen, I'm going to tell you what I did on the show. I walked 20 to 25 miles every day. Every day.
Wow.
You know, I had a couple of injuries that were pretty severe, and you know what? I was hindered on things I could do. That's why I lived on the elliptical machine, because I had a hamstring tear, and you don't see it, but you know, from week two I had a hamstring tear, and basically what happened is I couldn't run, but I could walk, and I could do the elliptical because it didn't affect my hamstrings, and that's what I did, and I did what I could do, and I watched my diet. Now again, on the show, they give you all the foods you want. The refrigerators are filled with everything. You name it, filet mignon. There's no soda on the show. There's no sugar and no salt. So those are the three things that are no-nos. No diet soda, no sugar, no salt. And that's what I do when I'm dieting. I don't have any of that. You know, I eat clean. I go to a restaurant. I ask them, can you make my steak, if I'm going to have filet mignon, because it's the leanest cut of meat you could have, can you please cook it with nothing on it? They look at me like I have three heads. I said, listen, I just have to have nothing on it. And then you know, they'll make it for me. Your taste buds come back. People don't realize. How many times you see somebody, Michelle, putting salt on their food, didn't even taste it yet?
Yeah, well, the whole point of eating that is to eat it, like, without anything on it. If you have to add stuff to it, that you lose the whole moment of actually tasting how perfect and how the meat melts in your mouth, because the filet mignon melts in your mouth. I just had one today. I know. Like, yeah.
and you think filet mignon is good for the eat? I mean, it's good to rebuild muscle. You need the protein. We were carnivores growing up, right? So, I mean, as we evolved, we were carnivores, right? So you got to eat meat. I eat more turkey and more chicken than I do, and more fish than I eat meat. But once in a while, I have a filet mignon because it's good for my muscle to rebuild. And,
I needed it after this weekend. That's
absolutely.
That's what I was going to say. A good piece of steak once a week is good, or every few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad for you. I mean, some people don't
eat. And your body needs the iron as well.
Yeah,
I mean,
my wife don't touch the meat. You know what's really good? You want one of the most healthy vegetables? Well, I don't know if it's considered a vegetable. Kale. I never had kale in my life.
I'm Portuguese. We eat kale like every other meal.
I eat it steamed. It's unbelievable.
Why are you eating kale?
Because kale has more nutrients in it than any other green.
Poor lady.
More vitamins in it than anything else. You know, so I'll steam all my vegetables or I'll grill them. But that you have to steam.
Guys, let me give Cherry an opportunity, because I told her she would, and we went on that, and maybe she can have some questions towards the same subject.
Sure.
Real quick.
Well, the chat room had a few questions.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Cherry Garcia.
Hi, how are you?
And
nice
I sort of moderate the chat room as people are asking questions from the chat room.
All right, wonderful.
They wanted to know how long it took for Michelle and Fredo to recuperate from the race.
I don't think we've recuperated.
Oh, I should say
I have not recuperated yet. I can't speak for Fredo, but I can say I think he's walking like Frankenstein, just like I am.
Yeah. I went to the boardwalk with my wife. I was going to go running on the treadmill. I said, you know, let me go. It's a beautiful day out. Went on the boardwalk on Staten Island, and I walked 3.5 miles with her about a half hour before I called you. So I'm feeling good. It loosened up all the glycogen in my muscles, you know. You want to get that stuff out. Did you get a massage, Michelle?
No, I'm actually getting one tomorrow.
Went this afternoon at 1 o'clock in New York and got myself a massage. And I'm actually feeling a lot better right now. A lot better.
Yeah.
You got to get that stuff out of your muscles, you know. And we ripped them up on that hill.
Oh, my gosh.
Any more questions?
Besides that, like, I'm, like, bruised up, scratched up, banged up. But, okay, anyway, next question, Chetty.
Okay. Next question, they wanted to know what Fredo thought of Rulon walking out on the show.
Well, I tell you, I don't know Rulon. I mean, I only know what you guys have seen. Obviously, something had to have happened for him to leave. I don't know the full scope of what went on, and I really can't say, even if I did know anything. I wish I did, because I'm curious myself to know what happened. You know what? He's an Olympic champion. I mean, obviously, he quit for a reason, right? Something had to have happened personally, and maybe he has things going on. I mean, you know, hopefully he's figured it out, and he'll know how to do it. You know, the hardest part of this whole weight loss thing on being on The Biggest Loser isn't necessarily the show. It's when you get home and reality hits you in the face. That's
right.
The real reality of reality TV. When reality hits you in the face and you're back and you got to go do what you need to do.
That's never
get back to where I was before I got on that show. I mean, I'll be damned if I'm going to do all that work and suffer as much as I did to let it come back. You know,
yeah,
and I think he's at the same stage. I'm hoping that he understands why he left, and I'm hoping that he's figured it out, because it took me about 6 weeks after I got home, you know, to figure it out. I mean, I went to different stages in my weight loss journey, you know, and hopefully, you know, he could figure it out. I'm still figuring it out. I'm still, you know, learning what what I can eat, what I really can't eat, what my body says I should have, what my body says I shouldn't have. You know, me and carbs don't mix. It is what it is, you know. Some people can eat all the carbs they want in their life. I just can't do it. I'll eat some, but I'll eat right carbs, sweet potatoes, stuff like that. With Rulon, honestly, I wish I knew. If anybody out there knows, give me a call. Let me know.
Well, it probably didn't help that he ate a whole bag of tortilla chips. And,
well, they're on the show, just so people know. Those are on the show. They're guiltless chips. They have them there. There were people on my show who ate them every day. You know, it doesn't mean you eat a whole bag, but they are good for you. They're baked. They're not fried. We have guacamole on the show, all organic food. I mean, so the stuff is there for you to eat. The choices you got to make are basically up to you. I mean, I chose to eat certain things and not to eat certain things. And, this is my take on weight loss. It took me 20 years to be as big as I was and obese as I was and really, you know, affect my family and not even know I was affecting them by my weight gain. And it took me 6 months to be able to figure it out and say, you know what, I can't do this to my family anymore. And I did it. And it still takes me time to figure out, you know, how do I keep it off? But I know if I go to the gym, I'm going to be muscular and have, you know, have some muscles and some tone. The more muscle you have, the more calories you burn, your RMR state, right? Resting metabolic rate, basal metabolic rate, whatever you want to call it, it's the same thing. So the more calories, more muscle you have, the more you're going to have resting, burning calories, right? So
that
helps in the end. But in the beginning, for me, it was just to lose the weight and then worry about building muscle. Look at this. I just got a Facebook from Chris Lambert. It says, Fredo, man, I'm still sore from that thing. So worth it. It was great meeting you and your whole family. It was nice meeting him, too. You know, but again, it's what you take out of it is what you learn, and it's all in your mind. I mean, Michelle, it was all in your mind finishing that thing the other day, didn't it?
Yeah, right.
How many times did you want to quit? Because I know I wanted to quit a couple of times, and I'm not a quitter.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't even the fact that I wanted to quit. I didn't think my body could do it. I mean, my body was like, I hate you. What are you doing to me? It was in shock. I felt like I was going into hypothermia.
Oh, we definitely were.
Yeah, and it was a lot of mental, and I kept saying to Fredo, I feel like my body can't do it, but I'm not going to quit. And he literally had to drag me numerous times, and it was more of like him saying, you can do it. Let's go. Let's do this. Like,
you guys are making me tired just listening to you.
Yeah, like, listen,
hey, Ron,
we went up.
You were ready to go. You're coming to the next one, pal.
Yeah. I mean, Fredo can vouch for this. This was like, when I tell you mountains, like ski mountains, we are going, like, basically straight up, where if you were to stand up straight, you would fall backwards. Right,
Fredo? It's a diamond mountain. What do they call it? Diamond?
Double diamond mountain.
Going up the damn thing. I mean, that was ridiculous. What about the log carry? That was ridiculous, too.
I mean, we went up, I don't even know, it felt like 4 miles of just uphills. Every time we would finish something, they would be like, okay, no more hills. Next thing you know, we have another hill. And I'm not talking about, like a 50-yard hill. I'm talking about a mile hill.
Yeah,
up,
you're right.
Straight up.
You're right.
With mud and snow and fire hoses and glaciers and ice-cold water that it was unreal. I mean, I don't have words to describe what every challenge was like in between. It was, people were dropping left or right, bleeding, cramping. I mean, getting pulled by like ATVs or whatever they were.
There was some bone breaks too. I mean, listen, you take a tumble on these things. This rocks and this stones. I mean, you're signing a waiver for your health for a reason. I mean, this is the real deal. You fall down one of these mountains the wrong way. And I kept telling you guys, what I kept telling you, Michelle, going down the mountains, what I keep saying, sideways, don't go straight down with your feet, sideways,
So we had to go zigzag.
You had to go zigzag, right.
Yeah, because you would, it literally, there was a sign that said, you're going to break your ankle, sorry. That's what the sign said before you got there.
Yep.
Like, it was literally telling you, you're going to break your ankle. I mean, literally, I don't know if Fredo remembers this, but me and him were running up a hill, and we were, like, dying for a banana. There was water stations, and occasionally was bananas. When we got near the end, there wasn't any bananas. We saw a half a banana on the floor that was probably stepped on a million times. It was embedded in the mud, and Fredo goes, oh, my God, look, there's a half a banana left in that peel. And I go, like, 5,000 seconds, we'll go for it. Like, we were looking through boxes to try to see if there was any type of, like, those energy bars. Miss Rhode Island ran with us. She had shoved energy bars down her sports bra, and we were literally like eating them, like crumbling up pieces and eating. It was crazy. It was honestly crazy.
Yeah, it was all.
Fredo, how many calories do you think that the average person would have lost doing what that race?
I honestly think we burned over 10,000 calories. Honestly, I'm telling you.
Really?
As soon as I got to the bottom of the thing, I had two bars they had. I had three shakes. They had these little Myoplex shakes. They had, we had 300 calories each. I had two of those. I downed them. I mean, and then I had a beer at the end. They had beers there. I had to have one. It was and then I go to my wife. I'm starving. I got to eat something. I just finished eating like 1,000 calories. You know, and I'm like, I need more. She went to the crepe station. They had crepes over there. She made me two crepes. I went and changed out of my wet clothes. I didn't even shower, Michelle. I just put some dry clothes on and said, screw it. I don't even care.
Yeah, me too.
I just wanted to get out of my wet clothes. I was so cold. I actually started going into hypothermia myself. I started shaking. I said, oh, my God, I'm freezing. And, you know, I was like, all right, I got to get out of these clothes. And I went to that tent, just changed. And then when I came out, she had two crepes for me, and I downed those. And then, I mean, I was still starving. I was still looking for food. So I'm telling you, I'm never like that. You know, I'm not to that point. I can control my diet, and I just had to eat. You know, I mean, I'm looking at my website that my daughter's been working on. There's a lot of pictures on here from the challenge.
What's the website?
The Tough Mudder. It's www.teamfredo.org. It's TEAMFRADO. .org, www. And the Tough Mudder thing on May 7th. This is cool. She just put all this stuff up.
Well, make sure all those chatters and podcasts out there check out those pictures, because let me tell you, I went and looked on the Tough Mudder website, and I went and looked at the pictures, and I looked at it, and it's kind of like a dream. Like, I look back, and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't even believe I did any of those things. I mean, I just don't even know who would ever think of making something up like that. Out of all the Tough Mudders, that one right there, the one in Vermont, is the hardest one because it's the only one that utilizes ski mountains.
No, I think the one in Bear Mountain was the same, the one in Pennsylvania.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that was that was the other one, too. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable.
Lane.
Unbelievable.
Lane and Hayden would have to do a good job in that.
I tell you what, and they have like sprinkles set up the whole way to keep the place like filled with mud. It's just unreal. Michelle, did you see at the end where they had the sneaker pile? Was that incredible?
Yeah, people were just like
throwing
sneakers
out.
Yeah, you were covered head to toe in like mud, and every time you jumped in any type of water and got cleaned up, not even a second later, you were dirty again. But at the end, people were just throwing their sneakers in a big pile because they were taking off whatever was wet, and some people just didn't have a change of clothes. There was a huge, gigantic pile of sneakers.
There's a picture on my website of it. My daughter put the picture of the website on there. But there's
that's so funny.
I mean, we were like in the – we got to give a shout-out to New Balance for giving us – to hooking us up, huh?
Yeah.
They gave us sneakers. They gave us a whole thing of, you know, shorts and sneakers and shirts and sweatshirts. They put the guys in orange and the women in blue, which was nice, you know. And they got to give them a shout out. They really hooked us up with that, you know.
Yeah, they did. They really took care of us on that one, which we have to give definitely another shout out to New Balance. Thank you, New Balance.
Yeah, no kidding.
We appreciate it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But, you know, that race was a lot of – that race was very mental. I mean, you've definitely had to have your psyche in.
My friend said bring it. I was crawling up that black diamond, and in the middle of it, I had to stop and just take a breath. And I said, I can't do this. And I never ever said I can't do this to myself. And Casey's next to me, come on, Fredo. What are you doing? I said, I'm good. And I said to myself, you know what? There's nowhere to go but up. I'm going. And I did it. And I just went. And you know what? Casey motivated me. You guys motivated me, too, because, you know, you watching you girls do it kept me like, you guys are doing it. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to help you guys do it because you're helping me do it. So it was like, we worked off each other. It was a great team atmosphere. How about that war, Michelle?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All right. Fredo, I have a gigantic bruise across my ribs from that wall. Remember when I was like, oh.
The one you ran up, yeah, I felt bad. You hit that hard.
But Fredo, who do we have to blame for this? Who's that one person that put this all together that we have to blame?
Ryan, that
yacht. You know what?
Ryan Jacobson is the one who got this all together. He's a teacher from Johnston. Awesome, awesome guy. Yeah.
Great job.
He got
great
this
job
all together, and we blame nobody but him. He's
going to
take full responsibility for this.
He doesn't mind.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind.
I'm looking forward to seeing the photos. And, Cherry, did you have – you were asking a question once. I think you got it.
Well, I wanted to get the website again.
The website is www.teamfredo.org. And then you can also get me on my Facebook page, too. It's Alfredo. Fredo didn't. Biggest Loser Season 10.
Okay.
You got that, Cherry?
It's www.teamfredo.org is the website. It's still under construction. It's about 2 weeks old. It's getting there. And another 2 weeks should be all done. It's going to be an interactive site. What's that?
The second one was?
Alfredo, A-L-F-R-E-D-O.
Alfredo.
And then quotation marks, Fredo, F-R-A-D-O. And then Dinten, D-I-N-T-E-N. Biggest
D-I-N-T-E-N.
Loser, Season 10. That's my fan page on Facebook.
Okay.
Well, we got another call. I want to pick her up.
All right, Fredo, you stay right there because this might be somebody you want to talk to. So.
Okay. Yeah,
who's this
on
next caller?
Hey, what's going on, Fredo? What's up, Michelle?
Who's this?
What's up? This is Chris.
This is Chris.
I can tell.
Hey. All right. What's up, bud?
Oh, man.
Chris,
I'm sore as hell.
Welcome to the Rad Reality Show. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show. This is Ron, Michelle's Manic Monday.
How you guys doing?
What's up, Chris? How are you feeling, Chris?
Yo, I am sore as hell.
Frankenstein-like?
Yeah, you saw that? I was trying to mow lawns with my brother today. I was walking around looking like I couldn't even walk. It was still so sore.
Unreal. Unreal, isn't it? You've run a couple of marathons, right, Chris?
Yeah.
I mean, it's unreal, right? You can't describe it.
Yeah, I'm trying to explain people like what I did. I'm like, yeah, I did this race on a mountain over 28 obstacles, but that doesn't even do it justice.
And you guys really killed it too. I got to tell you, you four, you really busted it out.
Yeah.
You had a great time. You really did. You proud of yourselves.
Hey. You too, man. You finished the damn race. That's all that matters. You and Michelle
no
and me. I mean, I don't care what time you did it. You just did it. That's all that matters. We all got the orange headband.
Yeah,
that's right.
You're not kidding. Yep.
That's right. Chris, why don't you let all the listeners out there, you're on Manic Mondays. You're on with, obviously, me, Michelle Acosta, finisher of Tough Mudder. You're on with Brad Ron and Cherry Garcia. And why don't you let everybody know who you are, Chris?
What's up, everybody? My name is Chris from Cape Cod, and I was runner-up on last season of The Bachelorette. I lost out to my boy Roberto.
You come in second place. Oh,
second place,
that sounds familiar.
Yeah, exactly. Right, same as you, Fredo.
No kidding.
Yeah, like I was in second place. I was like way after that. But yeah, Fredo, and you second place. Hey,
but
you guys still rocked it. You guys still rocked it. Hey, you
up.
Made out, Chris, right?
Oh,
yeah,
hey,
like
you know
Chris.
What? I traded up. Are you kidding me?
Good for you. I met you, girl.
Exactly.
Beautiful. God bless you.
Yeah,
oh,
it's a beautiful Peyton. She
was
awesome. On the Bachelor pad and Bachelor, so she's amazing. But Chris, what can you say was your favorite, your least favorite, and your memorable moment of Tough Mudder? Because there was a lot of everything, I think.
I think my favorite is definitely right at the end, sliding down that 200-foot long slip and slide. That was so much fun.
Did you go ahead first?
And then, what's
yeah,
that?
Did you go ahead
first
or feet first?
No, I went feet first.
I went head first.
Julie,
this is
your
nuts, Fredo.
Oh, my God. That was awesome.
I think the worst one was the dunk tank with, like, the dye in it. So, like, our tank was green. And that water had to have been, like, 12 degrees. I don't know. I had brain freeze. I felt like I had an extra-large Slurpee from 7-Eleven because my head was
still unbelievable.
Well, did you like, drink some of the ice water? Is that what happened?
I drank some of that water. When you jumped off the platform, I drank some of that water. When you go into the tube, I drank some, like, man, I don't know. I must have, like, some type of poison in my body because I drank tons of crap.
That damn ball shrinker, I'll tell ya.
It shrunk more than balls.
Yeah,
oh,
what a name for it, the ball shrinker. I was like, oh boy, I don't have that situation, but it definitely was, I guess you could say, a ball shrinker.
Well, I'll tell you what,
it
how
definitely
about this?
Was.
When I was getting out of that ball shrinker, there was a young lady comes out and says, my vagina hurts. I could say vagina, it's anatomy, right?
Yes, absolutely. This is a rated R radio show. Don't worry about
right.
it.
And I said, you know what? Mine does too, because that's what I felt like.
Well, it probably at that moment was like a vagina.
Oh, yeah. My balls were up around my neck at that point.
Listen, this is going to be funny. It might not be appropriate, but I'm going to say it anyway. I was running, and, you know, you're running for hours. And I saw this one guy stop in the side of the woods, and he went to go to the bathroom. Well, he was just kind of standing there, looked like he was having trouble. And his teammate said, you know, did you get to go to the bathroom? He said, no, you know, the ball shrinker, you know, didn't help much. But my hands are more frozen that the minute I tried to go to the bathroom, it actually shrunk more. And I was like, oh, my God, that's a problem. So,
hey, Chris, guess what?
What's up, Fredo?
I didn't tell Chris yet, Michelle. Should we tell him?
What is it? Go ahead. Oh, wait. Oh, yes. Tell Chris. Tell him.
September 24th.
Yeah.
We've been invited to Staten Island, New York.
Yeah.
To do another one of these bad boys.
Oh, no. A Tough Mudder again?
Not a Tough Mudder. What's it called? Michelle, it's called...
What is it, the Warrior?
The Spartan.
The Spartan.
I've already spoken to them this morning that we're in. Team Reality
really?
Is back.
Well, tell your son I'm taking his room for the weekend. He's sleeping on the couch. I'm
you're in. You're in. He's
right.
With us. He wants to do it.
Wait. Can you tell us, Fredo, what the Spartan entails?
Well, I think it's... I'm not sure, but I believe it's the same thing. It's obstacles, but I'm thinking it'll be a little faster, Chris, because it won't be up and down a ski slope.
Oh, God.
But I think the obstacles will be pretty much the same. It's September 24th at Wolf's Pond Park on Staten Island. And
you know what?
You're all my guests to stay at my house, and we'll figure it out. I mean, my house is big enough to hold everybody, so we're going to have a great time.
Hopefully, that sounds awesome.
You know,
hey,
so
Fredo.
I mean, hopefully you guys can make it. And it's already done. It's put together. And we give a shout-out to New Balance because you hooked that up. That was awesome.
Yes.
You know,
I love my New Balance gear, man. That's unbelievable, right? That lasted. Tough Mudder approved.
Let me tell you something. Those sneakers made a big difference. I don't care what anybody thinks.
Yeah.
They made such
a
huge difference wearing those sneakers. I don't even know what kind they are because I never seen them before. I never seen those
New
Balance
they're all
brand
like
new. That. They're unbelievable. They were unbelievable. You know, and hopefully they'll want to do it again for the next reality run we have. The Spartan's only 8 miles, though. I'm sorry to disappoint you guys.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, it's only 2 miles less.
It's on the peak,
so I'm sure there's going to be some sand involved.
Chris and Fredo, I was going to suggest something for you guys.
What?
I might not be able to come and run it myself because of my heart, you know, everything. But can I bring a replacement and Jerry Garcia run it for me?
Yeah, Jerry Garcia. All right, girl.
Is she in?
No, I can't. I live in Missouri, and I can't.
Come on. It's only 8 miles.
We don't never heard that word before, can't.
No.
It's not in my vocabulary.
I just thought I'll give her opportunity to take my place. I do have one person that would be interesting to watch in it. And Michelle, what do you think about Mr. No Pants?
Mr. No Pants, well, guess what? I saw a lot of five people with no pants on, and I think that would be perfect for the race. I mean, there was tutus, and
Superman people. There was like six guys dressed up as Superman.
Yeah.
Strange,
It was like you guys gotta imagine, okay? I think it started at 9, and I believe the last call was about 2 o'clock. Every 20 minutes, like how many people do you think took off? Like 500 people.
500 every 20 minutes. Yeah.
Every 20 minutes.
Yeah, they said like 10,000 did it each day.
10,000 people.
There was 14,000 people at this one, from what I heard.
Oh, really?
I think it was 7,000 to 7,000 or something like that. Something like that.
I can't believe there's that many nut jobs out there.
What about Kate, Miss Rhode Island, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Superstar.
Seriously, I can't believe she did. That was amazing.
Dude, by mile 7, she was like shivering. The girl has absolutely no body fat on her at all. I mean, she probably burned through every calorie she could probably burn through in like a week. She burns like, you know, no, really. I mean, think about it, Chris. You see her, she's petite.
Oh, my gosh. She was like 5 feet tall with no body fat,
pounds.
Maybe 85 pounds. Like,
unreal.
She did it. She's a killer.
She's a trooper, man. She's
a
trooper.
Yeah, one on my team, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that Miss USA thing will be easy compared to this.
What are you kidding?
I believe it's June 16th, so everybody watch for Miss Rhode Island on June 16th. Let's go Miss Rhode Island. All right.
Yeah, Miss America pageant, right?
The Miss America pageant. That's right, in Vegas.
That's unbelievable. Oh, Miss USA pageant. Is that what it is? Miss USA?
Yes, Miss USA.
Yeah,
Miss USA.
USA.
Yeah, that's right.
Wouldn't it be funny if her question was like, okay, Miss Rhode Island, what is the hardest thing that you ever did in the month of May? And she could be like, wow, it just so happened that I did this Tough Mudder race.
Yeah, you're a kid.
I ran 10 miles on a mountain in the snow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
God.
How about that ice mountain coming down? How sharp was that ice? I had no gloves on or anything. Every time I touched the wall, I was like, oh, I felt like it was...
Fredo, you kept saying, what the frig? Are you serious?
Hey, guys, I got to break in for a second because I hope I didn't... Terry, you know I was just trying to get us over to the event for free because I was going to say then, if you can't do it, Cherry, we'll let someone else do it for us. So,
like who?
Guys, I mean.
Hopefully, so Louie can do it by September 1. Hopefully, everything works out and Louie can can go to Staten Island.
Absolutely. Oh, he's the one that missed it on Saturday, right?
What was that?
Yeah, Louie's the one that missed it on Saturday?
What was
going
on?
Yeah, he's one of the ones.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect.
Honestly, guys, I could never do it. I have a spine that's falling apart, so I could never do it.
Oh, I knew you couldn't. And that was what I was trying to get at is let's get away over there. You know, I couldn't do it, so can you do it? And I was just trying to get you to. So that was just a way of me trying to get us into this conversation too. Because
you're feeling left out?
No, yeah, a little bit. But me and Cherry both are disabled people. Can we watch you guys do it? Is there places to sit?
Well,
I think
Scott's putting a YouTube video together. Scott?
Yeah,
putting a YouTube video together of the run. I mean, he actually videotaped some of it, and he's gonna piece it together and put it out there. Actually, I don't know if, Chris, you see the well, I got us going over that wall, the second part of our Orange team.
I saw those pictures. Yeah, Casey tagged them, and I saw that you guys all going over that wall.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I'm 245, 250 pounds on a bad day. And I'm going to tell you, I'm all of that. And I'm going to tell you that these two guys, Ryan and Scott, were able to let me step on their legs. I mean, and Scott, how much does Ryan weigh? 150? Wet?
Yeah.
Honestly. And
Ryan is listening right now. He's already sent me a text. He said he loves everybody.
All right, so he's 155. I'm sorry, Ryan. I was kidding. But and what do you think Scott weighs, honestly? He's 185, 180 pounds of muscle.
But he's an animal.
He's an animal. I didn't feel bad stepping on him because it was okay. It was like a rock. So, I mean, I stepped myself up on him, on his thigh, and they actually, you know, let me use them as a ladder to get up on that step and pull myself up. He actually YouTubed it and sent it to me on my Facebook page. Unbelievable. Yeah, it's on my personal Facebook page, but it's unbelievable. It's just, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I pull myself up. I'm like, I didn't think I could do it. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I've been working out. That was like 8 miles into it. Am I wrong? About 8 miles to it, Chris?
That was eight miles.
Eight or nine,
I wish they had put those walls in the beginning.
I was a big man. And it was four of those walls to climb. I said, there's no way.
How high do you guys think those walls were? Like 30, 35 feet?
No. They weren't that high. They probably felt that high. They were like 12, 13, 14 feet.
Get out of here. Oh, my God. I felt like they were fucking like 40 feet in the air.
The one you ran up was about 30 feet. The one you had to walk down the hill and then step on the ramp and run up, that was about 20 feet, right?
Yeah, that was fun, though. That was like running up a bike ramp.
Yeah, that was cool.
It reminded me of a skateboard ramp, but without the skateboard.
You know what? I was running up that and thinking my feet were going to slide off, and they held.
Those New Balance kicks kept, you know, they kick in right there, man.
You ain't kidding. New Balance, put it out there.
Even with all that mud and that ice, like it's still... I don't even know how we did half those things. Like,
but you know what? Think about how long you were wet. You were wet from the beginning to the end. I mean, you were never dry at any point. The elements just they beat the crap out of you.
I mean, I was so cold.
You guys know that 25 foot jump that you had to jump into that lake, and that to me, like, it was when you jumped in. And I felt like I couldn't float to the top, like I was sinking. I don't know if it was because my body and my, like, sneakers were covered in mud, but was that not the craziest, like, gasping for breath? Like, and I was trying to float for that, like, that rope. Did you guys feel the same way?
Oh, yeah.
The one on the bottom?
I, the surface was like 100 feet, you know? I felt like I was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not fun.
That was tough, but we all did it. We all made it.
And the best part was meeting all you guys and drinking some Cafe Patron afterwards.
And some Jameson's.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we had a blast. I mean, we got a house and we all got together and we had the greatest time. And you know what I think? We should have made that into a reality show. Take that from beginning to end and put that on TV, and that is a hit right there.
Oh, yeah, that would have been fun as hell.
Absolutely.
Well,
now, we're almost near the end. Fredo and Chris, we're going to ask you simultaneously. Fredo, is there anything that you have to say or anything that you're doing that you want to talk about before we finish the show?
What am I doing? I'm healing, and we're going to do a Spartan race September 24th. I got a couple of things going on, but no big deal. Just hit up my website, www.teamfredo.org. Check it out. It's still under construction, but it's getting there. And, and I can't wait to see you guys again. Hopefully we'll be before the 24th, you know. Actually, Scotty's doing an event. Scott Herman's doing a charity event, I believe, in New York City at McSorley's. No, not McSorley's. McFarlane's Bar, I believe. But he's doing
like
something
bars.
There. What's that?
Yeah, bars are cool.
I like bars.
Yeah, that's always a good thing, right? Yeah. I'll let you guys know. I'll get touchy. He's on Facebook and let you know what he's doing.
Perfect.
And it should be fun. I mean, we'll get together again. We don't have to wait till the end of the September 24th to get together.
No, we don't. But guess what, Fredo, if you ever want to come and talk about something you're doing, promote anything you're doing, please feel free to call back.
All right.
You were awesome on the show, on the show, and you were an inspiration a lot during the race, so I thank you so much, and thank you for calling in.
Actually, I'll be
Fredo,
at the finale.
Fredo, you're the man, Fredo.
Thanks, Chris. I'll be at the finale this the 24th, I think it is, for the Biggest Loser Season 11. I'm actually going to be sitting with Jay's wife and son, with me and Caroline, my wife.
Oh, awesome. Should
be
we'll
cool.
be looking for
should
you,
cool.
Fredo.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Out, Fredo.
Bye, Fredo.
I'll see you later.
Have a good night.
Good night. Thanks, Ron.
And Chris, the awesome Chris, do you have any
yes,
final words, or do you want to talk about anything that you're doing or that's coming up?
I'm actually running the Falmouth Road Race
in
August.
Is Fredo still there? Wait. Is Fredo still there?
No, Fredo left.
Oh, Cherry, you should have just messaged me. Cherry, did you have one for Chris?
That's okay. I was going to try to get his favorite recipe or what his favorite
locale. Well, we'll definitely have to have him.
We'll definitely
like,
have him back on. I
yeah.
like
Yeah, Fredo's awesome. He's got great advice to, you know, keeping up with your diet, staying healthy, and he's very inspirational, so.
Plus, he's a funny, funny-ass dude.
Yeah, he is, definitely,
he
for sure.
Great. He seems like
yeah.
he'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, he is. He's a great guy.
Well, Chris, do you have any final words or anything that you want to talk about?
Well, I'm doing, like I said, I'm doing the Falmouth Road Race in August for this company, Compassionate Care LS. They helped out my mom when she was sick, and now I give back to them all the time, and it's only a 7-mile race, and it's flat. So it's nothing in comparison.
Only 7 miles. See how we talk now?
Only 7.
Chris,
I know, right?
We battled that 10-mile whatever, and now it's only 7 miles.
It's only 7. That's nothing.
That's
so,
nothing.
Yeah, so I'm doing that in August, and then, you know, maybe I'll do that thing with Fredo in September. That actually sounds like it's pretty fun.
So it's a maybe, or is it a definite?
Well, you know what? I'm sure it's a definite because after the Tough Mudder, everything's easy.
Yeah, I agree with
so
you.
So plus, it's just an excuse to get back together with all you guys and hang out again.
Yeah, I agree. That's
Peyton,
the main reason why I'm doing it. Okay.
Although Peyton told me that when she comes down in July, that we're gonna go hang out with you in Providence.
Oh yeah, Peyton is awesome. I can't wait to see her again. We're definitely
yeah,
hanging out
cool.
in Providence and in Cape Cod.
So, oh, I can't wait for the summer. Definitely.
That's awesome. Thanks so much, Chris, for calling in. Cherry, do you guys have any more last comments or questions for Chris?
I think we're good. Thanks, Chris, so much for calling in.
Yeah, and
hey, my pleasure. You guys have a good night, and I hope you guys are watching the Celtics. Go Celtics.
Go Celtics and Bruins. And Bruins.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, you guys have a great night. It's good talking to you.
Okay, bye, Chris. Stay.
All right, bye-bye.
You can call in longer. Okay. Michelle.
Well, wasn't that fantastic?
You guys talked our ears off. I just sat back and listened. It was kind of fun.
I mean, aren't they like two awesome guys? Like what?
I like Frito.
Great
Frito
guess.
Was great. Frito was really great.
It sounds like you guys really had a rough race to run, Michelle.
We did, but you know what was you know what was awesome about the whole thing is we walked in, we didn't know each other. We met each other, and it was like, see how that we were talking? Like, we're like, blah, 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 blah. Like, we are, like, we have this new experience together. We're a family, like, with what we did and experienced. And I had so much fun with them and with Ryan, with Tyler, with Peyton, with Brian and Tom and Greg and anybody else that I missed that was there that weekend. We and obviously Kate, we just had so much fun, and then there was a race in between that almost killed us. So
it sounds like
a
almost
experience.
A family was born out of what all you guys went through together.
Yeah.
In that race.
Yeah.
You know what? And I really enjoyed the stories. Actually, I was sitting back and that's one reason I kind of wanted to bring out that you guys were talking about lots of the stuff that people could go there and do and have fun doing. But like me and Sherry, who are not probably in the top fit, we could still come and be part of it and enjoy the watching you break your legs.
Oh, yeah, the spectators. I mean, honestly, like I was so happy for there to be as many spectators as they were where they were because it was like encouragement, like they're watching you, screaming you on, and that's when you definitely aren't going to back out and definitely going to give it your all. So, I mean, I wish they were throughout the course, but it was hard for them to get to certain parts of the course because it was such a rough terrain, and it was really hard to manage through some of them. But when you had the people screaming and everybody's looking at you, all eyes on you, that you're not going to turn back, and you're not going to, you know, you're going to give it your all. So it would be great. The more, the better.
Well, guys, I have to hit the commode. oh, wait. I'm still recording this.
TMI.
Yeah, and my stomach's hurting. So, talk to y'all on the flip side. Come back tomorrow night at 10 p.m. with the Rad Reality Show. If I don't cancel it, I'll put a thing out. We should do it. Liz just came back from Italy. I talked to her for a few seconds today, and she was telling me stuff she saw. Actually, she saw the Pope getting the Pope to get his thing. Michelle.
Oh, really?
And Cherry.
So cool.
That is cool. And then, as always, I wanted to thank Michelle Costa for helping me out for all these times, and Cherry Garcia for helping us out tonight. And that's it tonight for help. It was just us three. So thank you, and we'll see you Tuesday night. Let's do it all together. The
Manic Mondays.
The Rad Reality Show on Tuesdays.
Bye, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the show. Love you guys.
Good night, Michelle. Good night, Ron.
Good night, Jerry.